There's this saying that if you want the rainbow, you gotta put up with the rain. And I would even add that over time, you'll learn to appreciate the rain. You won't want to hide from it. You can actually like it. You won't go home when there's rain. You'll dance in the rain. You'll enjoy it. And at the end of the day, there will be nothing to put up with. Only the things to love and appreciate. Hi, hope you're well. This is PD at the Art of Self-Development. This episode is for everyone interested in ideas and practical tools to develop the most useful skills for yourself and for the people you care about. I talked in some previous episodes on happiness and how to get more of it, because that's what we all want. And also how it is useful, in fact necessary, in many ways, to be able to think outside the box, to think creatively, to think in ways that are not the same, that are not constant, that are not rigid. Well, in this episode, I will consider how related these two concepts are. In fact, how one predisposes, how one necessitates the other. Because this is something that we don't often talk about. And it is a very critical point when talking about happiness, productivity, being more efficient at work and outside of work, so that you have this whole package of qualities that support themselves. And the key one that will lead to the others is the ability to be flexible. There have been studies that concluded that flexibility really is the key to true and lasting happiness. Because it leads to openness, it leads to new experiences that enrich our lives, but even more importantly, that enrich the way we see ourselves. Because we do form an image of who we think we are based on how we act. And the image of a person who won't go outside of their comfort zone, who won't do anything new because they're afraid of it, they're worried about what might go wrong, that person is not attractive. That self-image is not attractive to the person or to anyone else. And it'll lead to a vicious cycle that'll feed off itself. And perhaps you've had this experience yourself. You were in a situation or a phase in life where you wanted to lay low, where you thought, whatever you were facing, this might be too much for me. Let's not rock the boat. Let's stick with what I know and with what I can do. And what happens is, we can feel comfortable in that for a while. But the fact, the knowledge of the fact, that we won't do as much as we can, that we will lay low, it always leads to a decrease in self-esteem and in self-confidence. So that the more we lay low, the less we like who we think we are. The less we like the experiences that we have and the self-image that we are producing day in and day out. Whereas, if you do go outside of your comfort zone, if you make it a habit, the opposite will happen. You have more experiences. You learn more. You meet new people and do new things. And as that happens, progressively you become more open. You'll learn you actually like doing new things and expanding your horizon. It becomes addictive. And that is the best addiction that I have ever experienced, known, or heard about. It's one that I want to keep throughout my productive life. Because that's what it means to be truly alive in every way as much as possible. And there's no substitute. And it's perfectly okay to be worried or even afraid of things. But it's that moment when we stop and we say, I'm not ready. I don't want to do this. I don't feel like I can manage. Even though rationally we know we can perfectly manage, we're just afraid of the fear. And when we give in to it, at that time we've lost, and we will lose valuable time, the currency of our lives, until we change that. So openness and flexibility, these are the most important qualities that we can develop. And we can make them a habit. For me, I have a list of rules for myself that I've been creating for years now. And one of those rules is, wherever there is a fork in the road, take it. What that means, whenever there's a chance to do something that is out of the ordinary, that is not the way I act in a situation, unless rationally I know it's a stupid idea, which can happen, but it's very rare, I know I should automatically take that route. And if I do that habitually, because I've written it down and I review it often, it makes it much easier for that habit to be formed and to keep it. So openness to new experience leads to bigger flexibility. And more flexibility and more life experience will lead to more happiness, one of the biggest currencies in life. And it really is flexibility, this ability to take whatever happens and think outside of your comfort zone, outside of the box, create new solutions, and really have fun with it. Have fun being unconstrained and creative, playful, when meeting life's challenges. That really determines everything that matters in life. And increasing those qualities can make everything in life so much better. Openness and flexibility are about acceptance of the way things are. That really is what that means. Because so often, we don't accept things. We don't like the way things are. And it's almost like we think that by rejecting the status quo, we can change the world. Or we can change our situation. And that doesn't happen. What does happen is, by rejecting something, we lose all control and all possibility to work with what we get and to make something out of it. Rejection seems like a strength on the face of it, because we don't like something. But if you reject something, you'll never get a chance at changing it. We have to accept things that we don't like and then get creative and open and hardworking. Only if we accept something we don't like, we can train ourselves, we can then be flexible enough to make those changes that we want to make. The doors will open when we accept. And this works in personal life, at work, or in any other arena that we might think about. If you think of a company that maybe you work for, that in the attempt at being more efficient, perhaps, tries to make rules for everything. And if you're like most people, you've probably had a boss who was a micromanager, who was very insecure, and they believe that if they constrain things as much as they can, create guidelines and limitations, that will lead to better productivity. And that is not what happens. Because what does happen is creativity gets stifled. Nobody can use their skills and talents in dealing with problems and challenges. And nobody wants to take responsibility. And they don't have to, quite often, because there is nothing to be responsible for. Everything is just following the rules. And these companies are never productive, and they certainly don't have happy employees. Because that's not how we work at our best. The intention is there, but the effort goes out of the window. So if you have to, or if you feel you have to, do things in a certain way, with certain people, at certain times, certain places, or whatnot, you're creating a limitation. You're putting a limitation on yourself that'll work against you, that'll cause you to be less creative, that'll make you less interested in actually dealing with the challenge, because you don't have your hands free to actually do that. Challenges require openness. That's what happens when we are meeting something new that we don't know how to deal with yet. That's what challenges are. And we have to meet them with an open mind and able to be responsible for the way we approach them. So rather than constraining people, it is much better to just tell a person about the challenge at hand and then tell them, make it happen, I don't care how. Figure it out. You can see the person's eyes light up because they're not used to it. And they will over time learn to really appreciate it. And this approach, by the way, oftentimes is used in environments where you might not expect it, such as in the military. It might seem like lack of interest or lack of responsibility, but it often is a good thing to tell somebody, I don't care how you do it, just do it. Because that person will have to be open. They will have to figure things out. And they'll be much happier to take responsibility for the result that they create without being nudged or constrained. So flexibility determines how much we can learn, how much we can gain from new situations and new experiences. And the more open and flexible we are, the more we learn and the easier it is to learn in the future. That'll change our self-image because we know we are more open and more capable in the end than most other people are. And that does wonders to anyone with low self-esteem. It transforms it. There's nothing better than knowing that you are better at dealing with whatever comes than other people that you know. That you can trust yourself to deal with new situations. That other people can rely on you. That you won't be stumped when something new happens that you haven't experienced before. That in fact you will welcome it. You'll love it. Because when we feel constrained, as we all have been at some point by our parents, by our teachers, our colleagues and bosses, we've all had some amount of inflexibility implanted into our brains that caused us to only use a part of our abilities, a part of our creativity, if any at all, because creativity is the opposite of following the rules. And this is why we often think of inflexible people or sometimes too obedient people as stupid. As if there's something wrong with their abilities, even though that often is not the case, but they look like it, because their ability to use their brain is so limited by all the constraints that they have. And this is why learning to appreciate novelty, appreciate being more open, will free you to use all your abilities in ways most people don't understand. Not because they're less smart than you are, because they haven't given themselves the permission to unlock their brain, unlock their skills and their abilities, and consciously develop them. If you can take that from this episode, and in fact from this whole podcast, then to my mind, you've gained almost as much to make your life better as you can ever get. And truly implement it in every area of your life. So think about this and how you can use it in your life for the future. And you might make a rule like I have that you can keep reviewing, because we always find a reason sooner or later to forget the things that are good for us, strange as that might seem. Think about how you can make certain that you'll expose yourself to new situations, new people, and new challenges on a regular basis. That'll necessitate developing your flexibility, and becoming more and more open, which in turn will lead to learning and developing new skills, and becoming much happier in the process. Because investing in people and in experiences and in learning skills is by far the biggest investment. It's in fact the one investment that truly makes sense for the rest of our lives, that we will draw from as we develop it. If your self-image is not quite as open as you would like it, learn to embrace new situations, welcome them, appreciate them for what they are. If you feel fear of a new situation, change the way you think of it. You see, physiologically, fear is essentially the same response as excitement. So if you think you feel fear, quite often the physical response is the same. You may feel a little bit agitated, you may feel energized. So try to look for the excitement in the fear. You might find it. You might find it more easily than you would think. Or what you can do when feeling fear is look for the desire that's hidden there. If you're afraid of something, what is it that you desire that you can achieve if you go through the fear and do the thing you fear? What is the opportunity that the fear presents to you, that comes to you disguised as the fear? Focus on the desire and on the opportunity. And as you start walking the path of being more open and more appreciative of new situations, and building the skills of being more flexible, dealing with any problems, any challenges on your feet, in the moment, and you learn to do that much better than you thought possible in the past, that's when you'll know that you're on the right path. And with that experience, you will never want to go back. And not doing the things that energize you, that you feel passionate about, that you've become positively addicted to, that'll feel like the most foolish thing in the world. Because you've proved the old ideas or limiting beliefs definitively wrong once and for all. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Art of Self-Development. Remember that learning is a change of behavior. Any positive change you make and keep has a cumulative effect that'll make your life even better. If you found anything useful or interesting in this episode, please share it with your friends. You can reach me at pdartofsd@gmail.com. Talk to you again soon. In the meantime, leave the world a little better than you found it.